There we go. Oh, what do you think of that sheepdog up there? Aren't those just pretty cool animals? Hey, there you go. Yeah, that's right. They're just, I always thought I'd like to have one, and then you hear about how much they eat. And I'm like, no, I'll stick with my little bitty dog. But they're pretty interesting. The old English sheepdogs are. They are intelligent and independent. They are social, extroverted dogs and get on well with any visitors who come to the door. This does not mean that they make poor guard dogs. They can be protective as they were bred to guard, and their bark warns owners of intruders. They love playing and joining any activity. However, their large size and enthusiasm can make for rough play, so care should be taken around young children. Like most working dogs, the old English sheepdog needs regular exercise. Owners should take them on a daily walk, and many also enjoy a game of fetch to burn off energy. Their intelligence makes them a perfect candidate for dog sports, and it's not unusual to see them competing in dog agility and obedience competitions. This also gives them a task which keeps working dogs happy. They are not always full of energy, though. When the time comes to go inside, they are happy to relax with their family. The old English sheepdog's intelligence and independence can make them stubborn, so it is important to begin training when they are still young. If they adopt bad habits as puppies, they continue to be naughty when they weigh 60 pounds and are covered in a thick coat of muddy fur. Thankfully, they do like to please their owner and respond well to positive reinforcement techniques. Like all puppies, they need to be socialized early in order to grow into a confident dog. During the first year, the old English sheepdogs need plenty of food to support their growth. However, once they are fully grown, they have a relatively low metabolism. Owners should adjust their meals based on their level of exercise and the climate. Old English sheepdogs should be weighed regularly, as their shaggy coat hides any weight gain. They generally do well with high-quality dog food, whether it is home-prepared or purchased. And old English sheepdogs love to be with humans and are loyal to their families. As herding dogs, they are known to herd children through gentle bumps, so need to be watched when around smaller children. However, they are great companions for larger kids, and if not fenced properly, can follow children to school to make sure they arrive safely. Owners of these dogs need to prepare for a messy home as dirt, twigs, and other debris clings to their coats and follows them inside. I got a question for you. Are any of you sheepdogs? When you read that, listen to it. Are any of you intelligent and independent? Do you need regular exercise? Are you stubborn? You got your old, is your metabolism slowed down? And the last thing is loyal. They're loyal. And when we talk about what I'm going to talk about today on sheepdogs, me and Mark Ward were talking there this morning before. It was just talking about the church and how we, Pastor Mark's described, you know, in his vision, when the Lord gave him the vision for the church, it was a church where people were going out and coming in. And Mark said it in a good way today. He called it that the church is breathing. As new people come in and people go out, it's like the church is breathing. And the church always needs to be breathing. Amen. You know, whether it's with new people coming in or it's with those who are planted here, new growth also brings on a breathness of fresh air, and that's what a church always needs. But in doing that, you know, the church needs to be a safe place. It needs to be a safe haven. for when we come to worship and gather and, you know, and not have to worry about things. It should be a place where you, when you enter onto this place, where the care should fall off. There should be no judgment. Nothing. You should just be able to come in here and freely worship God. Let God minister to you in how you need it that day without any fear. Amen. And that's why we need sheepdogs. We need sheepdogs to be alert and on watch and on guard during this time. And unfortunately, we're living in a time where sheepdogs are needed more and more and more every day. Amen. It's really sad what's been happening in our country. We need the Christian sheepdog to sound the alarm. Scripture tells us that there will be terrible times in the last days. And I don't know if we're quite there yet, but we're getting pretty dang close. But it's time for the sheepdogs to solidify and define our calling to serve the Lord. It's time to renew our promise and commitment to serve Christ and the church with all our hearts, minds, and strength. Sheepdogs serve as a shield of protection, serving at the foot of the cross to protect the flock for as long as the Lord tarries in his return. And may God grant us strength and wisdom to, I hope, that some of you today will join me in this calling. I've been talking to Mark about this. We've talked about it for a long time, but really here, that we needed to do something, you know. And we're always alert, and we always try to keep somebody in the foyer, you know, to see what's happening. But we went to a church security conference one time, and I think old Betty and I went. Mark went. I think Otis, you went. I don't remember. I think there was a couple others. Maybe Travis went with us. But anyway, one of the things that we took out of that really they hammered home that day was lock your doors. When church service starts, lock all your doors. So we started doing that. If you notice, the south door during service, we lock it. That just so people, when they enter, they have to come up here instead of down there by where the kids are. Just a little safety measure. We've talked about it, and we want to do someday is put change these the doors out on the front here and on the south and put in the doors with what they call the panic bar. It's just where if the door's locked and you can't get in from the outside, but you can still open it to get out from the inside. And we're going to do that someday. And I'm not trying to scare anybody like there's anything going on, but it's just God wants us to be prepared. Amen. But anyway, that's something we're looking at doing. I didn't realize how much these doors were. Like $12,000 to get them put in there. So we're chipping it away and putting a little back every time we can. We're about halfway there. So if you want to help out there, there's a good place to give a little to help us. But I just think there's been over the years, you know, there's been a misconception out there, and I don't think it's here in this church, but that if you're a Christian, you're just supposed to roll over and let people walk all over you. You know, well, if you believe that Jesus saves you, well, you don't need to fight back. But I think it's, and I believe you all agree with me that that's wrong. Because it's in Exodus 15:3 that it tells us that the Lord is a warrior and the Lord is his name. So he wants us to stand up and be prepared, amen. I mean, otherwise, why would he have Nehemiah go back and rebuild the wall if he didn't want protection up You know, when we're prepared like that, then it makes it easier for God to protect us. Amen. And, you know, throughout history, churches have been, if you noticed, I took my glasses off. I actually printed this large enough where I can read it today, so. Churches have been both places of safety and the targets of vandalism, anger, violence, and outright hatred. When the Vikings first invaded England, it was the churches and the monasteries that initially attracted their wrath. The Vikings put to the sword, stole church treasuries, and burned buildings to the ground. And it's just getting worse since then. It's gotten really so bad that here in the last 5 years, they finally formed a national church shooting database. There's a headline in USA Today on July 7th, 2013, talking about churches boosting security as violent incidences grow. Christianity Today talked about the same thing. Violent incidents at churches are rising. They're increasing threats are to churches, and it's important to put church safety and security at the forefront and making sure that we are safe for all to worship. Amen. This surprised me. I didn't know this. But since the year 2000, there have been over 1,500 deadly force incidences at houses of worship across the United States, with nearly 800 people having died. And countless many others wounded. You know, it's no matter how much we'd like to think that the church is a sanctuary anymore, it's not. It used to be, you know, that the church, even by criminals, their standards was you don't touch the church. It's a holy place, and it's just off limits. But that's changed. You know, they used to have enough fear of God to fear the consequences of harming the church. But as we've seen here over the last 5 or 6 months, there's a fearing impaired. You can just look what they do, how they confront the police. They're not afraid of them. In fact, they're trying to entice them to do something so they can then film it and turn it against them. And they're doing that against the church as well. So that's what we're here to talk about today, is just being a sheepdog for the church. And if you're wondering kind of what it is, it's really, we're not going to be asking you to do much at all. Other than we just like to have a couple of people every Sunday who would be in the foyer kind of in and around the children's area and watching the parking lot. That's basically all we're needing people to do. On Sunday mornings and, if able, on Wednesday evenings when they had the youth ministry. Just had a really good thought and lost it. What? But that's really it. We just want people out there. We just want to know. You know, we're right here along the highway. You know, there's been times where we've had some people come in that you just like, what in the world? You know, let's everybody keep an eye on them. Over a time or two. You know, I remember the one time the two guys showed up with their prayer shawls. You all remember that? I don't, they were pretty harmless, but it was still kind of weird to, you know, they just come in off the highway, you know. I had the guy come in here one time during, I don't know if it's July or August, you know, wearing a trench coat. Now, that'll get your attention. So, I mean, it's, We live in a great place. Western Oklahoma is an awesome place to live, amen. But stuff still happens out here, so we just need to be prepared. That's all we're asking is if you join us in doing that, just here in a little while I'll give you my phone number. If you want to, interested in helping out, you can just text me. You might put your name on there in case I don't have your phone or your name, but so I know who you are. But there's six things. I've been watching some stuff and learning. There's a place on the internet. It's called, that's where I got the sheepdog from, was sheepdog. Try saying that fast. Sheepdog Church Security. This guy, he's retired military. He's retired, been in police force. I forget what all else he's done. He's done a lot in security assessments, I think, for the government and stuff like that anyway. But he just, it's a totally free deal that he puts out. And, well, he's got some training and stuff he charges for, but he puts out a lot of free information that's for the church. He built this specifically for the church, just on security and safety. And so that's where, if you want to, you want to see, he's got countless of videos on there from anywhere from 10 to 15 minutes where he just talks about a subject, and it's, I think it's cheap, sheepdogsecurity.net, I think is the website, if you want to go check it out sometime. But he talks about the six things, and the first thing he talked about is support and protect. In Acts 20:28, it says, "Keep watch over yourselves and all the flock of which the Holy Spirit has made you overseers. Be shepherds of the church of God, which he bought with his own blood." Support and protect. That's what we're asking. If just basically anytime you volunteer for the church, you're just supporting it. And our church just needs support. If you could help us out, we'd appreciate it. And protect it. And I know there's several here today that are probably carrying, which that's good. I approve that message. I might or might not be myself. But the church, the flock, is precious in God's sight, and we need to be sure that we take care of it and protect it. Amen. Peace and security. Psalm 5:11. "But let all who take refuge in you be glad. Let them ever sing for joy. Spread your protection over them, that those who love your name may rejoice in you." If you're able to stay calm and carry on, then we need you. We're not looking for somebody to be Dirty Harry or Cahill, U.S. Marshal. We just want people, you know, to be able to help us out and just be alert and watch to keep the peace and secure the perimeter, amen. Faithful and self-controlled. 1 Timothy 3:2. "Now the overseer is to be above reproach, faithful to his wife, temperate, self-controlled, respectable, hospitable, able to teach." Faithful to the Lord with no ego. We are all in this together, amen. Now, I just want to reassure you, because I might lose some of you if you thought you had to get up and teach something. We're not going to ask you to teach unless you want to. And then we'll go from there. Amen. But we're just, it's just a way to show how faithful you are to the church by just joining us and helping to serve. That's why, you know, I know last week we had needing greeters to help Betty. If you'd like to stand out front, shake hands, you can do that. Also, I think the volunteers on Wednesday nights in church or in children's church and nursery, you know, always looking for somebody new and fresh to throw to the wolves, so to speak. And everybody needs to do it. I'll tell you a little story here right quick. When we first started coming here, you know, it was like, Mark was like, well, y'all just need to get plugged in somewhere and help serve. And we always need help in the nursery. So I did. And let me tell you his experience. Because the first day we were back there, I don't know, it seemed like, if you remember the old church, you remember the little nursery. It wasn't very big. Maybe two or three rows is all, but there was, seemed like there was 25 kids back there, and they were going wild, and they had me on the ground dogpiling me before I knew it, and so I got baptized pretty good that day. But so I don't want to scare you off. We don't have quite that many anymore, but if, you know, it's good to serve in the children's nursery for a little bit in the children's area, just go back there and watch. But just being faithful to the church, and like I said earlier, you know, we're not looking for Dirty Harry or Dirty Harriet, because ladies, you can say what?
That's Crazy Mary.
Crazy Mary. Okay, gotcha. But if the ladies want to be a part of this, you're more than welcome. Like I say, you know, we're just looking for people who are faithful and self-controlled, who want to support and protect the church with honor. Romans 12:10, be devoted to one another in love. Honor one another above yourselves. Honor. I don't know what else you can say about that. That's kind of self-explanatory. But you know, everybody here, I think, fits this bill. Because in reality, everybody in here needs to be a sheepdog. You know, when you're out with your family, I mean, the parents, you watch over to the kids. The kids, you may someday have to watch over the parents, the grandparents. But everybody, the grandparents will still watch over kids. So, but it's just everybody needs to be a sheepdog. You need to be well-trained and disciplined. And again, I'm not talking about Dirty Harry. I don't need you to... Well, I won't use that analogy. That's probably not a very good one. But I don't need you to be a sniper. I don't need you to be a deadly sniper. 2 Samuel 22:35 says, he trains my hands for battle, and my arms can bend a bow of bronze. Yeah, buddy, that's me. I tell you what. I worked out this morning, I tell you. I didn't have a bow of bronze, but I had one out of a quarter-inch aluminum, and I bent it into the shape of a fish. Amen. 1 Chronicles 5:18 says, the Reubenites, the Gadites, and the half-tribe of Manasseh had 44,760 men ready for military service. I'm not asking to join the military. We won't be no parade drills or anything going on. But if you do had military service or police or firefighter or EMTs, we're looking to put together a plan, and so... that would definitely be a plus, because I don't have none of that. And I could use your help. There are able-bodied men who could handle shield and sword, who could use a bow, and who are trained for battle. And here's what I mean when I say be well-trained and disciplined. If you do decide you want to help us out in this, you know, we're going to try to make a schedule up. If hopefully enough people will join in that won't have to do it maybe three or four times a year. Some of you may have to do it more. May have to call on a few of you more often. But to be well-trained and disciplined in this is simply this: be prayed up. When you come to serve, be prayed up. And that's pretty good training right there. Amen. Be a servant and a guardian. Psalm 28:7 says, "The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusts in Him, and He helps me. My heart leaps for joy, and with my song I praise Him." And Psalm 127:1 says, "Unless the Lord builds a house, the builders labor in vain. Unless the Lord watches over the city, the guards stand watch in vain." Be a servant to God and be a guardian of this house. Amen. That's what we're looking for. And if you want to do that, we'd love to have you. I'm going to give you my phone number right now if you don't have it. And if you're interested in helping us out from time to time, like I say, I'm not looking for somebody. I'm not asking to do it every Sunday. Just hopefully, like I say, we got enough. We can rotate around and just be prepared. Like Nehemiah, when he rebuilt the wall, they were prepared then for whatever might come. But my phone number is 580-774-8531. I'll say it again. It's 580-774-8531. As a sheepdog, here's the sheepdog creed. As a sheepdog, I'm a companion to shepherds and a protector of the flock. My fundamental calling is to support and protect the church, to aid pastors in watching over their congregations, to safeguard lives and property, to maintain order, and to be an instrument for peace and security, so all people may gather in Jesus' name to pray, worship, and study in a sanctuary of safety and security. I will keep my life temperate and above reproach, maintaining self-control in the face of danger and temptation. I will be respectable and hospitable, honoring others above myself and being constantly mindful of their welfare. I will be well-trained, technically and tactically proficient, disciplined, physically and mentally tough, ready to meet the challenges of my calling, executing justice and mercy for God. To my congregation and pastor, I promise sustained, just, and honorable support. I promise to be a professional, courteous, and kind. I promise to always be ready to respond to emergency situations and to gauge threats to the church. And to my Lord and Master, I promise to find my peace and strength in You alone, to study frequently, pray continuously, worship constantly, and love You eternally, for I am a servant and guardian of the kingdom of God. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. I thought I might get done with my message a little bit early, so I done another little deal here. So this is message number two, but it's not really a message. This is just to have fun, and hopefully Pastor Mark's listening today, and he will be back on the 23rd, and that's when you can do all this stuff. There's a reason I'm leaving this at the last, because I didn't want you doing it while I'm talking. But I heard that a pastor told us one time that he pastored a church at McLean, Texas. And he was up there preaching one day. He's a funny guy, so he kind of deserved it. He ornery as all get out. But he was up there preaching one day, and he said he was preaching really good. And he said he wasn't really paying attention. He was looking at the crowd, but he really wasn't seeing the crowd. He was just focused on his word and delivering it. And said he was preaching along there about 15 minutes into his message, and he started hearing some giggles. And as a little farther along, he said it went more and more. And he couldn't figure out what it was, so he got to paying attention, got to looking a little closer, noticing people. Anytime he would bring something up, well, his brother was sitting right out here in front, and there was four or five other guys throughout the congregation. Have you heard the game of fact or crap? They were out there holding up. When he would say something, they would hold up a card that would either say fact or crap during his message. I've always told Mark that we're going to do that someday. I hope he's listening, because it's going to be in 2 weeks, August 23rd. It's okay to laugh in church, isn't it? I got some other things here I've seen. Fun things to do during boring sermons. So I kind of figured this one today, just talking about church safety, was being a little bit boring. But so this is why I'm doing this afterwards again. But you can pass a note to the organist. We don't have an organist, so you'll have to pass it to Brooke, our keyboardist, and ask whether she plays Request. This is fun things to do during boring sermons. See if a yawn really is contagious. It is. It really is. I wished I had the yawn right now. I don't know if I could fake one, but I don't know if it would work if it's fake. But a real one is contagious, I promise. Slap your neighbor and see if they turn the other cheek. Listen for your preacher to use a word beginning with A, then B, then C, and then D. Try to go all the way through the alphabet. I like this one. This one might be a little bit dangerous. Sit in the back row with a handful of marbles. Roll the marbles under the pews. And after the service, go to the front and credit yourself 10 points for everyone who made it to the front of the sanctuary. You can use church bulletins or visitor cards to design, test, and modify a collection of paper airplanes. Here's another pretty good one. It might get you stomped on. You start from the back of the church and try to crawl all the way to the front under the pews. Okay. Try to indicate to the minister that his fly is undone. Oh, and begin coughing and get louder and louder until you get to excuse yourself and leave the room. And pick a different song there than they are playing in it, and begin to sing it as loud as you can. Amen. So that can all happen on August the 23rd. Mark Ward's preaching next week, so you won't have to do it then. But the following Sunday, when Pastor Mark's here, you can... It's going to be get your pastor Sunday or something. I don't know. Anyway, just once again, if you want to help us out, our church, if you don't want to be on the safety team, but if you would like to greet or in some other area, if you know something about sound, we could always use extra people in sound for... Some Sundays were short there, but if you want to help us out, we'd appreciate it, and that's what we're looking for. Amen? Amen. If you would, bow your heads. Father, I just love you and praise you and thank you for this day, and I just thank you for your son Jesus. Again, I thank you for the gift of eternal life that we have through his sacrifice at the cross. I thank you, Father, for... your many blessings and favor, that you do watch over us and protect us. I thank you, Lord, that you keep evil from us, that we would cause no harm. And I know, Lord, that you also want us to be prepared. So, Lord, that's what we're doing. We're just getting prepared today, Lord. And I just thank you for this opportunity to speak for you. I thank you for everyone here today and who's watching online. And we just give you praise and glory and thank you for your son Jesus and the gift of eternal life. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. God bless you. Have a great week. In Jesus' name, amen.